Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Center Orange Hotline, friend of the show, Bucks legend, TV analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow him on Twitter at oldschool888. He is Marcus Johnson, Schneider Tire and Drivers. Right now, for more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Marcus, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Before we get into talking Bucks, Celtics, and all of that, I know you had a high school showcase event that you wanted to get the word out on, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm doing my first MJ's Point Forward Exposure Showcase. Going to be out at the Mosh Performance Center out in Franklin, June 23rd and 24th, 7th through 12th grade. Boys and girls, some of the top underclassmen in the state will be attending. And it's all about trying to get the under-the-radar players coming up, middle school and high school in particular, who are looking to continue their basketball careers in college. So I'm just trying to help as many young people as possible, play basketball in college, maybe get some financial aid, get a scholarship, D1, D2, D3, NAIA, whatever. Just get that education. And so that's what this is all about. And for more information, Sabir, S-A-B-I-R, Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O, Sabir Shapiro, one word, at gmgt.com. is where you can send any kind of emails for information on the showcase. So it should be a lot of fun. And the cap it off, I'm going to be in the process right now of trying to get some evaluators, talent evaluators like Calvin Rayford and Keith Stewart and Brian Gaines and maybe Latrell Sprewell. We're talking with his people also, but Von McDade, Tony Smith, Brian Curry, some of the most notable high school players in this area's history. So should be a lot of fun and a lot of great competition. And I think a lot of good can come from it for these young high school ball players. So thank you for letting me get that out there.
So Marcus, what is it? Is it a bunch of basketball games essentially throughout the day? Is it like drill work or what all happens throughout the day for these kids if they sign up?
No, it's a showcase. So it's going to be a lot of drill work, but more importantly, these kids will get a chance to play against each other based on skill level. And so, we'll kind of take a look at them the first part of the day and then divide them up into teams that will be equally competitive in terms of skill level. You can bring in the whole team if you want to or come individually. And basically, the evaluators and the people that are plugged into different scouting systems throughout the state collegiately, throughout the country, really, we'll be able to take a look at these kids and evaluate them and kind of give them a chance to showcase the players, at least give them a chance to showcase their skill level and hopefully attract some attention from college coaches around the state and around the country.
Marcus, Gary Ellison here. I guess you didn't know that Leroy Butler was the best three-point shooter in
Florida. Oh, yeah, I could come help some
before
kid
they had
shot.
The three-point line. You know he had that brown knee brace. Yeah. He had that brown knee brace on, Marcus, with the steel plate coming down the side of it.
And the three silver things to connect.
Yeah, he was a little pigeon-toed there a little bit too. He let that thing fly.
So he had a three-point shot before the
two-point
shot was even
there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. Leroy, let it go, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, MJ, I didn't want to make them put it down there, MJ. They said, we need to back this kid up, man. He's too much of a dart thrower, man. We got to back this kid up, man. So that's great. Yeah. I do want to ask you a question, Marcus. This is Leroy Butler, of course. Did you get some of that reboot money from White Men Can't Jump, man? Because they got Jack Harlow playing Woody Harrelson. Did they holler at you about that?
Not, you know, we're in the process of talking about it.
Okay, good. Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah, we'll
good.
See. We'll see where it goes. I mean, you know, some of the people that are responsible for writing it and producing it have reached out, and we're trying to see what's happening. There's all kind of stuff happening out there right now. It's Clipper projects to go with these Laker projects, and so it's all. I mean, it's funny, the '80s and the '80s and '90s, man. That's hot right now. So I'm trying to take full advantage. That was my era, so I'm trying to take full advantage.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. I do want to get into when Marcus Smart wasn't playing in Game Two. I get it. I think most people thought that Holiday could have another game of 25 or more, just kind of go off. It seemed like to me that once Giannis got the triple-double, they want to limit his access in the paint because he dominates the paint. What do you think Budenholzer's next move? Because it seemed like to me they give up a lot of threes, Marcus. Are they going to defend? Do you think they'll defend those better? Or do they think they'll just need to take more threes like Brook Lopez?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the Bucks took 18 three-point shots. That's the fewest amount of three-point shots in a playoff game in 30 years. I was kind of surprised to read that. So, yes, and I looked at the film from Game 2, and Giannis, you know, we don't want to take away, obviously, his aggressiveness and his attack mode mentality. But I also think that there were some opportunities where he could have kicked the ball out to Brook Lopez for some shots outside, could have dumped it off to Brook inside. Robert Williams is just leaving Brook Lopez. Anytime Giannis tries to think about penetrating, get into the paint against Al Horford or Grant Williams, Robert Williams just has no regard for Brook Lopez whatsoever. He just leaves him. I think the Bucks have got to make him pay for that.
Yep.
Jrue Holiday. Now I do a breakdown, too, when I look at the video. It's just old school, me going by instinct, gut. 50-plus years of basketball experience, but I call it makeable misses. And these are shots that guys miss that very easily, you know, based on their history, they could have made. Jrue Holiday, of his 13 misses in Game 2, 10 of those are really makeable for him. And so I look for him to kind of turn that around at home and really put a lot more points on the board and take some of the pressure off of Giannis. But, and then defensively, you're right. I mean, their three-point shooter, they shot 47%. But, you know, you saw that game. Some of those, I mean, you know, Jaylen Brown took the step-back threes against Grayson Allen, the corner three contested by Brook Lopez. Some of that stuff, if he's going to make those consistently, all you can do is, you know, tip your cap to him. But these other guys, you can't let Grant Williams have 21 points. Peyton Pritchard, you can't leave him wide open for three-point looks. Yep. So some of these other guys, you've got to try at the very least keep in check. You know Tatum and Brown are going to get there some way, somehow. And final point, I'm looking at the way this Celtics team plays against zone defenses this year, and they were 27th in the league in terms of how effective they were offensively against zone defenses. So not to say the Bucks need to play a zone, but if you remember against Chicago, against DeRozan, against Zach LaVine, it was kind of a hybrid kind of a zone. Guys were just kind of plugged up, driving lanes and rely on their quickness to close out against some of the other shooters later. So I think there's a lot of things. Look, I got a lot of faith and confidence in this coaching staff, Coach Budenholzer, Charles Lee, Darvin Ham, Patrick St. Andrews. These guys know what they're doing. They've been there before. They had never, even last year. We were panicking a little bit last year, getting down, you know, 0-2 against Brooklyn and against Phoenix, and then Atlanta came in and beat us one game at home. They've been in this position before, so I have every confidence in the world that they're going to put these players in the right position to do the things they need to do to be successful.
Marcus, also, we were looking at this game, and the first couple of games that Middleton was out, you saw Grayson Allen stepped up his game and really played really well. And this past game, it seemed a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, they can get him back to doing what he was doing when Middleton was out, I think will help them mentally.
No, you're right. And so what happens, you know, Boston, Ime Udoka, he's done a terrific job this year. They were, 32-8 the last 40 games of the season. He's got them playing as well as anybody in the league. So they know that too. So they were up in Grayson Allen stuff. He had very few open looks, making it put it on the floor. They've got great length inside between Horford and Williams that I talked about. And so for the Bucks, I think one of the things that we saw in the second half in Game 2, there was a lot more dribble handoffs, a lot more screens for Giannis to try and get a better mismatch for him, to get Jaylen Brown defending him, to get Jason Tatum defending him. So those are the things I think. If you look at that second half, you can see that the Bucks loosen up Giannis, loosen up that Celtic defense a lot more effectively. And that's the things that the coaches, I think, will look to do. It's funny, guys, and you guys probably do a lot of it in football. I'm not sure how much. But it's almost like you don't want to show your whole hand right away. You know what I mean? You want to let it play out. And it's a seven-game series, possibly. First team to win four. So you don't want to, like, tip your hand right off the bat and allow these great coaches and players to make early adjustments so that you don't have anything to go to later. So Bucks played great in game one. Celtics played great in game two. Now I think things kind of get a little bit more even in terms of final score and the lack of double-digit wins. And that's what it's all about. It's a chess match, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Talking with Marcus Johnson, Bucks analyst, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Of course, Bucks legend. You can see his jersey hanging up there at Fiserv Forum on Twitter @OldSchool888. Joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Marcus, the physicality that's being allowed by the referees in the playoffs this year. Obviously, every year it's more physical. Do you like the amount of physicality that they're allowing these guys to play with it and not blowing the whistle? Or do you think it's maybe getting out of control a little bit?
Physical. Oh, man, really? Like no, really? Hey, you know, come on, Kurt Rambis, you know, Kevin McHale. I can, you know, it's funny. Don Nelson used to always want me to try and beat up Danny Ainge. Like, you need to kick his ass, MJ. Hey, you know, undercut you, whatever. But Danny was such a nice guy. He was so cool, you know what I mean? That it was hard to get upset. But Danny would always be like, I'm paying all fines. Go ahead and just take him out, you know? But look, you know, I love it. I love the fact that the officials are allowing both teams to play. And yeah, look, so now Giannis. And Giannis is really good at this. He's got to figure out kind of, you know, when to go quickly, when he catches it in the post or in the corners or on the elbows, when to be more deliberate, you know, trying to bait them into a double team or triple team or whatever. They talk about this single coverage, but if you look at the film, they're still shading two and three guys to him at all times. So there's some openings there. But no, I love it. I mean, let these guys play. Don't call the cheap fouls. I mean – and it's been that way for most of the season, so the players should be somewhat acclimated to it. I remember so many times this year talking about the level of contact that they're allowing, especially in the restricted area on challenges at the rim, and I have no problem with that. I mean, I hate for a lot of whistles to be blown and the game to be disjointed, no rhythm, no flow. And as a player, you know, as long as you're calling it both ways, I think players would prefer it to be called this way than a lot of ticky-tack fouls, a lot of, you know, negligible contact on any kind of a penetration toward the rim. So I'm good with it, man. I'm good with it.
Marcus, last one for me. We'll let you get going. We've been talking about security because yesterday, me and Steve and Gary and actually Bonamingo was AR wasn't here. We was talking about the of course, it started with the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing, but the Dave Chappelle thing. I think the NBA has been getting a handle on Draymond Green. He's leaving, got blood, and he had, you know, he flipped off the people, cost him $25,000. Some kind of way, it seemed like they have enough security to make sure people don't come on the court. What do you tell athletes, Marcus, when fans are just wolf selling wolf tickets at you, they're yelling and screaming? I mean, because I think that really took Kyrie out of his game. I really did. And then we had Marcus Smart, yeah. His mom told him, you know, if he goes somewhere, I'm paraphrasing, of course, just don't be scared when you're going the road. You just got to concentrate. What do you, because this is Mental Health Month. What do you tell athletes and your young athletes that you deal with when they're at the free throw line, they got to block everything out and just make two? What do you tell them mentally to stay focused?
Well, I mean, you know, and it's funny you mentioned it. I have a daughter that plays. She's 12 by 5'11", really good basketball player. I post a lot of her stuff on Twitter and Instagram at times. But she was at the free throw line in the tournament last weekend in Los Angeles, and she's really a good free throw shooter. But her first one of a one-and-one, I think the game was tied, about 3 seconds left, and the parents underneath the basket of the opposing team were just just cussing her out and yelling at her.
That's crazy.
She told me to go. I'm like, you know, not hitting the rim. And she just off the side of the backboard to the left, you know. I'm like, what happened with that? You know, well, they made me really, really nervous, you know. And so, you know, it goes both ways, but it's a part of it's been so ingrained in sports in terms of the fans and how rabid they can become. I mean, for players, you would like to stay above the fray. I think as long as you don't cross the line, you mentioned security, the Dave Chappelle, but we've seen some playoff games where fans have come on the court. And I can remember, this is back in the 90s, working with the Sonics and in Philadelphia, and this fan, you dressed like, you know, in kind of the gang wear, the big Letterman's jacket and the boots and all that stuff, came on the court and kind of confronted Gary Payton. So, you know, if it gets out of hand, I think the league is going to have to look to do a little bit more in terms of ejections and beefing up security and doing something around the court. But that's also one of the, I think, the attractions to me of especially basketball. Football is similar also. Baseball maybe not as much. Even baseball, I mean, you saw some players trying to get after the fans in a recent game. So it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but I think everybody's got to be on the same page. You just can't expect the players to control themselves without educating the fans in terms of what, you know, what's proper, what's crossing the line, what's not crossing the line. And so you're right. It's an issue that seems to be, you just don't want an episode to happen. You know what I mean? That somebody gets hurt badly or something happens that all of a sudden we regret we allowed it to get this far. So you're right. It needs to be reined in and addressed. From both perspectives, the fans and the players.
Absolutely. Marcus, we got a roll here, but if people want to get in touch with you guys for your showcase event for high schoolers, 7th through 12th grade, I believe you said, how did they go about doing it again?
Yeah, well, the answer is it's Shabir Shapiro, one word, gmgt.com is the email address. And we're going to have more information out there real soon. And we're working on our whole website and all that stuff that we're going to have up shortly, probably at the end of the day. So I'll even get back with your producer
we'll post it for you.
So you can put it out there.
Yeah, I'll put it on my social media too. We'll, just get it to me.
We'll do for sure. Y'all, people flying off from all over the country just
shooter.
Because Leroy tweeted it out. Right. Marcus, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Marcus.
Thanks, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.